Well, first of all, I want to just go out the door, along the street and over the road, so to speak, because we can almost see the murder investigation from here. And Paul Riley is in the Botanic area. Paul, good morning.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Yes, Paul, what is the situation there at the moment?
Well, Frank, as you've heard, some very sad news coming out of South Belfast this morning. I'm standing at Lower Crescent here. It's at the crossroads of Botanic. Where I'm standing, you can see the Empire, you can see a bookmaker's on the corner, and also you can see this significant police investigation which has been launched following the discovery of this man's body this morning. At around 5 o'clock this morning, the man's body, we believe, was found on the street. Now, I can see in front of me a forensic tent, forensic officers working away here trying to establish what exactly happened. There's one in front of me, I believe there's a second, I've been told, further down the street. From what we're hearing from police was, as I said, this man's body was discovered in the area of Botanic Avenue shortly before 5 a.m. this morning. A murder investigation has been launched and one man has been arrested, and it's currently helping police with their inquiries.
And we're talking about the area right beside the Empire Music Hall, close to the bookie shop there.
That's right, and already it's causing added travel disruption this morning in and around the city centre. Thankfully, the city centre hasn't been hit as bad as other areas with snow, but it is adding to that extra bit of congestion. I've already seen cars being turned away from McClure Street, which is just down the side of UTV there. And as I say, the Lower Crescent area, there's no access to Botanic. And as I also heard in your travel update there, there's no stop at Botanic train station this morning. So I've already encountered a few people trying to make their way to work and have had to walk to Central Station to get on the train to make it in on time.
But pedestrian access, it's not blocked, or is it blocked?
Oh no, the pedestrian access is certainly blocked now. The access to the buildings and businesses, police are trying to facilitate people, but the immediate area at the crossroads, there's no one allowed inside that cordon. There's two cordons, to essentially, one to divert traffic, a second to maintain the murder scene.
And at this point, we don't know a significant amount about what actually happened per victim.
We don't, Frank. We don't even have an age at this stage, and I'm sure police will begin to give us more information as this goes on, but already with one arrest, this murder investigation is very much underway.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much indeed. Paul Riley at that murder scene. Declan Boyle is a councillor with the SDLP. Declan Boyle, good morning.
Morning. Morning, Frank.
It's the sort of news that no one wants to wake up to. Shocking and distressing for anyone in the area.
Absolutely. Frank, may I begin by extending our condolences and thoughts and prayers with the relatives of the poor man. It's an awful scene altogether. It's very distressing for people who are walking past. I know it's closed off. I was there this morning. A lot of people are looking down in amazement as to how this type of thing could happen. Very distressing for people who are staying in a hotel overlooking the scene. It's an awful situation altogether.
Yeah,
there's an awful disruption to in and around that area. And they'll probably be there till 11 or 12 o'clock today, I'm sure, maybe later.
Yeah, for people who don't really know the area, the hotel you're talking about is Madison's Hotel. It would be out the front of Madison's, just to the left, this incident.
That's right. That's Madison's and what used to be the old Regency, from memory. There's another one on down there. So, yes, it's just at the corner of Botanic Avenue and McClure Street, I think it is. And there's another tent down closer to the railway station.
Yeah, of course, there's the old Regency Hotel, or probably the modern-day Regency Hotel, which was slipping my mind, which is right on the crossroads that you're talking about. And whenever we hear about an incident like this, the first thing that goes through our mind that something, you know, has happened, that, you know, it could be A, B, C, D, or E, but the reality is the police have an ongoing investigation. One person has been arrested in relation to this, and the PSNI are urging anyone with information to contact them. You would echo that?
Absolutely. Yes, I was down with the PSNI this morning. I spoke to them, but they weren't wanting to say too much about it, which is probably understandable. But yes, anybody with information, and there may have been people about at that time, and I'd rather see if they have any information at all to bring it. I know that particular avenue is fairly well camerised, if that's proper word. There's a number of cameras there down that avenue, which there should be CCTV on it. But anybody there who's in that area should report any information to the police, yes.
Okay, Declan, thank you for that. One of the councillors, Declan Boyle from the SDLP. This is U105. Good morning. How is the snow in your part of the world? You can let us know.